And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Monday night football returned to Coles Lane as Romulus were looking for a reaction to the heavy 5-0 away defeat inflicted upon them last Saturday by league high flyers Witton Albion. They faced a Bedworth United side, themselves looking to get back to winning ways, from their 4-0 away loss to Lincoln United. Sadly for Romulus, their woes continued with a poor display, with the only consolation in the game coming from a goal from new signing and former Sutton Coldfield Town midfielder Jean-Michel Guise. For Bedworth United, an early goal from Kieran Brehan was supplemented by man of the match performance and hat-trick from new signing Jack Gees, making his debut for the side following his move from Rushall Olympic. After the match, we first spoke to local journalist and keen Romulus follower Andy Mitchell for his thoughts after the game, and began by asking Andy, was tonight's performance an indication that some of the younger players were still struggling to get Saturday's performance out of their system?
There was a bit of a hangover potentially from Saturday. One or two of the younger lads possibly been in for more games than Rich and Andy would have preferred to have them in for, and it really did show. They got into us early, they were quite physical, they were quite direct, they got in our faces, and we just didn't settle at all. At no point in the game did we put our foot on it, and it was just an uncertainty. Every time a simple ball came in, players didn't quite know what to do. They were caught with that second thought in mind. Before they know it, ball's taken off them. It was actually a far worse performance than the 5-0 defeat on the Saturday, where, with all due respect to Bedworth, we played a better side. Certainly one to forget.
Is there a concern in the club, back-to-back defeats like that, start of the team confidence? Because obviously this point, Romulus have had a really good season so far, haven't they? And they are amongst those clubs where they fancy the chance of getting a run after Christmas. You can still be knocking on the playoff doors, can't you?
Since Romulus switched over from the Southern League, and you can see it in all sorts of matches that you watch, it's far more competitive in the Northern Premier League. It's far more in your face. You have to win the battle before you can earn the right to play, and that has always been the case and always will be the case. And while you do have strong teams like Shore Lane look like they're going to be this season, it's really competitive throughout, so it doesn't take a lot of getting back together to then get a run together. Everyone is capable of taking points off everybody. That is a cliche in football, but it really is the case in this league. You don't have those big points gaps between positions, so two defeats, it doesn't run away from you, but you know, confidence shattered on Monday. I think they'll benefit from having Cameron Lee back at centre half, because he's just dogged, and he's that nasty element that every team has at this level that will drive us on to go and win that battle first. And one person can sometimes be the inspiration for others. You know, it's not just what Cameron does himself, but the influence that he has on others, and hopefully that will reflect on Saturday against Loughborough.
Our thanks to Andy Mitchell for his post-match thoughts on Monday night. We also spoke to the man of the match, hat-trick scoring Jack Gees from Bedworth United, and we started by asking Jack, what's the key to his side's victory, the preparation they put in before the game?
I think our preparation was top class. Lads were very vocal in the warm-up and went into the game with our heads on it. Romulus, very good team, got a lot of history, so it wasn't going to be easy. I think hard work, getting the early goals in the first half, definitely set us on the front foot. But in the end, I think towards the end of the game, we looked the stronger team, we stayed on top and managed to get the victory.
As part of your preparation, you guys actually do play on 3G pitches, don't you? So that must have made it a bit easier tonight. Very sort of frosty conditions tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
But you could still zip the ball around very quickly, couldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, on them 3G surfaces, as I say, Romulus play on one, we play on one. Weather like tonight is very zippy. You've got to be sharp, you've got to be switched on. It can be very difficult to play on at times. Balls bouncing everywhere, as you can see for one of the goals. I think balls bounce straight over the centre-back's head and we've got through. So, yeah, they are difficult, but again, they are better than going away to a horrible, rainy, sloppy pitch. Balls bouncing, bobbling everywhere. So you get used to them. I do think they are good for football. I do think they are good.
This season for Bedworth, and you're in those cluster of clubs where you go on a run, you can actually still make a challenge for the playoffs, can't you? It's a very, very tight league, and anybody can get any on their day. But looking at it then, you've got Newcastle Town away. A tough away fixture for you guys, though, isn't it?
Very tough away fixture. I mean, they're flying at the moment. I think they've already beat us once this season. But we're going off the back of a win. Dressing rooms, positive. Gaffers, coaches, all positive. We'll have a tough training session on Thursday. Stuart, Storer, Gaffer, he'll get us mentally and physically prepared for that game. They would have gone out and watched Newcastle, seen a bit what they're about, how we're going to set up against them. We're not going to take take it for granted we're going to go in. We want to come away with them 3 points. So it is a very tough game, but I think me and the lads are all prepared for that game.
Let's touch on the hat-trick you scored in tonight then, Jack. What's your personal favourite?
I'm going to say the first one on the volley. It always makes it better playing against an old club as well. Definitely scoring a hat-trick. Scoring a hat-trick at this level against any team, celebrating with the players and the fans, coaches, it's just a great feeling. I'll go into it with confidence into the next game at Newcastle, hope to keep scoring going. But collectively, it's about the team. So as long as we're all scoring, brilliant. We just want them 3 points.
And there's people on the pitch. Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.